Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom to everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How everybody
shalom,
doing?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Yah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I'm so one glad that everybody was able to join us at this time. I know it's a whole lot. I guess if I said who all on the phone, I guess we'd because we got a lot of people on the phone, so we won't say that. Just glad and love everybody and glad you all were able to join us this evening. We're only going to be on for a few minutes. And I want to, first of all, give all praise, glory, honor, to the only one who deserves it, and that's the mighty Yahweh, by saying hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Everybody in. I'm plugging everyone in, so some voices are trying to come in right now as everybody keeps calling. Okay, let's see. So, once again, shalom to everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. I just wanted to give everybody a word of in honor of the true and living Elohim. We're very glad that we're about to approach a new year tomorrow, a new day, and a new month. The Aviv has been seen all over Israel. Some places weren't able to see it. In Jerusalem, they had a little sporadic scenes, also sightings of it. So that means that this next new moon, which today is the 30th day, marks the beginning tomorrow of the new year. And then, of course, God will, we are living. I'm going to teach about, of course, everything that everybody needs to get out of their house, they'll go over it and all that good stuff.
Okay.
How's everybody handling? Everybody okay? Everybody's feeling pretty good, decent, you know, with everything y'all are doing?
Yes.
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 Hallelujah. No need for nobody to be discouraged. God said he's going to do these things. So we just got to realize we're in our enemy's land. And as he's punishing the nations, he's also punishing us. So that's why we got to be close to him, keep his commandments, and be serious about serving him. And I praise Yah for the congregation that he has blessed me to be a leader of, a teacher of, and a brother of. Me and my queen, me and my wife. And I just want to tell everybody that we love you all. And I want to give you all another report beyond the new year. Of course, at this point, the conference is still scheduled, but that could change because of, you know, as I was talking to the hotel. So whatever Yahweh wants, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever he wants, that's what we want. So we under his guidance, and hallelujah. If he let it happen, if he make it happen, great. If it don't, great. Because nothing's still going to stop the Saturday.
Right.
The conference is not like a law, but we gather during a certain time period. But nobody can stop us from worshiping Yahweh. Nobody can stop us from serving Yahweh. When they start saying things to say that we can't pray to, bow to, and petition our Elohim, then that doesn't matter. We got to serve Yah.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we want to be very wise in what we do, and we have scriptures to show that what me and my other fellow brothers, teachers from, of course, Cincinnati, Moray Aaron, North Carolina, Malak, Pennsylvania, Moray Yaakov. We have a new teacher amongst us, and that's Moray Yalel, the son of Padiah, the brother that comes to her son that comes to sing in the guitar. He had been teaching there in Alabama. And the three teachers.
Yeah.
Out of California, hallelujah. And y'all know them. They've been at the conferences. Elder Caleb, Brother Yehuda, and Brother Duvon as well. But we've all been talking, and we're going in unison with what y'all said in Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, Creator said that we were to seek the peace of the city, because in his peace will be our peace. And we have to do everything we can do to keep the laws of the Most High with all our heart, soul, and might. And Yahweh wants us to use wisdom as we do. So at this minute, not to say it won't change the day, tonight, tomorrow, because I know y'all been watching what the President of the United States have been saying. Y'all been keeping up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Well, no need to fret, because y'all got this whole thing, see. Y'all just doing what he said he was going to do. So I just want y'all to know I love you all. I want y'all to be comforted. And I'm not going to put nobody in no jeopardy. I don't want nobody, no sheep of y'all to get hurt. I don't want no sheep of Yahweh to go to jail. I don't want no sheep of Yahweh to get killed in any way, harm, hurt. So, of course, I when it all boils down to it, I'm always put it on myself. And right now, we're going to have a few people, possibly, if things don't change, that, of course, will be there on the Shabbat day. We, of course, anybody can volunteer to come, although we're trying to make sure that everybody is good, because you know it's been implemented here in Georgia at this point by the governor that you can have 10 or less to congregate. And, of course, we're still in the confines of the laws of Yahweh, because even if I was the only person there teaching, or if there's a few others keeping the laws of Yah, or even if I talk from my house, we still having a teaching of the Most High on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be careful. We have to keep the peace of the city. And even if everybody's not able to gather, just like every Sabbath, a lot of people not able to gather from wherever state, country, or wherever our people have been scattered. But they still keep the Sabbath day. We're going to still keep the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it with wisdom, and we're going to do it under the guidance of the Most High. And so I just want everyone to know that we're still going to be having Shabbat, because that's law. We're still going to be having New Moon, which is tomorrow, because that's law. Matter of fact, New Moon will be at 6. And, of course, we're going to keep the peace of the city. So we may have a few, and I say may because things may change. We may have a few people that, of course, will be with me at the sanctuary. But everybody, as you can see now, everyone is not going to be able to come. But that's okay. We're still in the confines of the law. Do everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Is there any questions about what I see?
Nope.
Yeah, I have a question.
So South Carolina needs to stay at home?
I'm going to be honest. Beloved sister and brother, it's not like y'all there every Sabbath. I would tell you not to travel at this point.
Okay.
Reason, all right.
Cool. We're planning on coming. Yeah.
I know you were. I know, and various other people
too. Damn, hair, we're going to hell on. We're going to dumb my ass off. That's a damn herb shit.
They have different types of curfews and laws in different states, counties, and they changing them every day. And I don't want to put none of y'all's lives in jeopardy. I don't want to see nobody get incarcerated. I don't want to see nobody get in trouble. But that ain't what we're here for. We're here to keep the peace of the city. We're in our enemy's land. And we have to use wisdom in what we do. And so at this point, I'm just only saying at this point, I'm saying it'd probably be best for you not to do that traveling. And I don't know what's going on in South Carolina. What are they saying in South Carolina?
10. They doing 10 also gathering, 10, yeah. You know, to a venue or whatever. I haven't heard them say a lot about the churches up here. But I think a lot of them are doing online or doing something.
Yeah, you're right. And let me tell you, Maury Malatham in North Carolina, they on complete lockdown. In other words, they can't even go out their house.
Oh.
And we can still go out up here.
That bad,
and our schools are closed to APR to the beginning of the MAY month. Schools, they just closed school for another month here.
Okay. Okay. And I'm gradually putting where everybody can speak, because I know some people are just calling in, so I'm trying to push plug in to the conversation. Y'all, everybody hold on just a second. I got about one more. And of course, for the safety of the sanctuary, the safety of the people, I'm going to be seeing, you know, who'll be able to come and who won't. And at this point, and then what we might have to do, we'll alternate. We can alternate, but we're going to use wisdom. We're going to use the knowledge of the Most High that He's given us, that we can navigate through this without violating His laws. And so I just want everybody to be aware of how we move. Like I said, we all in unison as leaders. We're all responsible for you all, and we don't want to see nobody get in trouble. If anybody got to go to jail, let it be me. If anybody got to get hurt, let it be me. Because I've already, even just to go to do the broadcast yesterday, because they, you know, they have a curfew in Atlanta, according to the mayor. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so in other words,
I hope it don't get ahead.
But we did it. We still did the broadcast there. And we realized that they're limiting and they gradually chopping it down. They 10 and less, but nevertheless, I just want everybody to know you still are able to keep the Shabbat as best as you can right there in your dwelling. And even the scriptures lets us know that there were times that we couldn't. Matter of fact, during the time that a few years ago, there were various times that we couldn't hold Sabbath. Alicia, our congregation, because I want y'all to know it's nothing new under the sun. When it snowed, when it was ice, when we had all kind of things that we couldn't actually have a holy convocation, and we didn't even have internet at that time. We didn't have no communication like that. But guess what? Everybody still obeyed the Shabbat day. And we called, you understand, we had to let each other know on the phone, we used whatever we had. But guess what? We still kept the Sabbath. Hallelujah.
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 And of course, must I say, if you are not able to come this week, we're going to alternate. So we're going to have everybody to be able, as this thing transpires, everyone who wishes to come under the confines of keeping the peace of the city, you will be able to come. So I want everybody to know that. Okay? Is there any questions about that? Do everybody understand what I'm saying?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Excuse me?
I have a question, Maurice.
Sure. Go ahead, sister.
Shalom, everyone. It's Nakaya.
Shalom.
You saying you just want to rotate it, which means some people want to come this Sabbath and then some people want to come the following Sabbath. That's how we're going to do it, or it's a rotation?
Yeah. That's
my question, also.
That's part of Sabbath. What you saying, that's starting this Sabbath?
Yeah, starting this Sabbath. Yes, my beloved sister. That's how we're going to do it. And that's, let me say this, that's only if things don't change.
Oh.
You understand? Because every day, as I said, every night they're coming up, with something else.
Right.
Girl, I know they said like only 50 people can be in a group. So if only 50 people can be in a group,
Only 10. They've changed. I'm saying they went from 50 to 10. See?
Oh.
You enjoy it? And all over the country, 10. That's what they're saying.
Oh.
Right. So you just want to like pick who come this Sabbath and the following Sabbath, and then you just let everybody know.
Yeah, it's like a rotation. That's how we'll do it. It's like a rotation.
So do like the most elders get the first choice? Or do they not, or do it just go
What we're trying to do is kind of mix it up, my sister, because at this point, you know, we also thinking about everybody's health, and especially when it comes to the elders. You see what I'm saying? Because in a lot of cases, if somebody's immune system is compromised, or just thinking of the safety of the elders, that's how we're able to rotate. That's how I'm able to kind of navigate, you know, how we're going to do it. But everybody's going to be part of it. Everyone is going to be part of it. For as long as we're able to do it, everybody is going to be able to do it, to be able to do it.
Shalom, shalom,
Maurice.
Shalom, shalom.
I hope all is well. Praise the mighty Yah for his mighty work.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. He's awesome.
All the time.
I praise Yah for in me and my little one into the truth. And I love all of my brothers and sisters, regardless about differences, anything. In time now where we need to love each other, comfort one another, appreciate
yes.
one another, encourage and uplift one another.
That's fine.
My question is, will in this 10, and I know 10 means 10, are you including security and media? Are
yes.
they outside of the 10? Or are
yes,
they included
yes.
with the 10?
No, that's 10 total. 10 total. Yeah, because we're going to keep the peace of the city. As long as it don't, as long as the king of Babylon try to tell us that we can't worship Yahweh or that we better not pray to him like they did Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or bow to something else or worship something else, then we're going to keep the peace of the city as our fathers need it. But what I'm saying is, yes, ma'am, we're going to keep the peace. So we're not going to try to, you know, put nobody in jeopardy, have nobody to get arrested. We're going to keep the peace. We're going to do just what y'all said. So that would include, you know, the people that handle the media, and we know most of that's Kikesquel.
Yes.
And we're going to have security. We're going to have security. But we're going to, for as long as we have to, we're going to rotate, and everybody is going to be fair, because we know everybody want to worship y'all and actually come, and we're going to make that happen for everybody as best as we possibly can under the circumstances. You can rest assured that.
Absolutely. I appreciate that information. May y'all bless and keep us all. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I love you, sister. Hallelujah. And I appreciate you, your words, what you said. Anybody else have any questions?
Shalom, 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 Murray.
Shalom, 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 beloved brother.
Praise the mighty God. Hallelujah.
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 We going to be having some prayers and worship, right? There's going to be some singing, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to, what we're going to try to do under the confines of what, how we're doing it, we're going to use wisdom. It may be like, of course, solos, might be a solo song, but we're going to have some praise. We're going to have some worship and some praise. Yes, sir. We're going to have
praise Yah.
We're going to keep the law of Yah. We're going to keep the law of Yah. And even if it came to, that if even if it came to that they're saying that nobody can go out their house in no county, no state, no country, nobody can go out their house, period, we still going to have by internet, phone, iPad, iPad, whatever it takes, just like we've been doing, a holy convocation, even if it's only one at my house or two, and we still will have song, praise. We still going to keep the law of Yahweh. I want everyone to be comforted in understanding that. That's why I'm glad you asked.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. And I do want to inform everybody that truly this is of Yahweh, everything that's going on. For instance, I'm going to give you a tip. In wisdom, this is how we're doing it now. And this has been already tried. And I want y'all to know, Murray Aaron, they came to his congregation. The police came to his congregation just this past week. And, of course, we said we're going to use wisdom in how we do things. So, in other words, whatever it takes for us to keep the law of Yah. And, of course, praise Yahweh, he was in the confines of keeping the peace of the city. He only had less than, he had about 10, and that was all people that was vital to making stuff run. They were spaced out. They were spaced out, but they came to his sanctuary. And the bottom line is this, that's okay. That's all right. But that's why I'm letting everybody know, because I love y'all. I don't want nobody going to jail, prison, whatever they decide to do. I don't want nobody getting hurt. So I'm putting my own life in jeopardy, whatever the case may be, so that we do this with wisdom. And we'll be guided by what Yahweh said in every way, shape, or form. Nobody get hurt. Nobody get in jail. Nobody get shot. Nobody get incarcerated, nobody die. We don't want that. We simply want to do what thus said Yahweh, and we want to use wisdom in everything we do and keep the peace of the city.
Shalom, shalom. This is Sharon.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom. I just have a question about that. What would make them just show up at his place like that?
Somebody
probably called.
You asked a great question, sister. Elder Sharon. Much love to you. Here's the key.
Much love. That's on sound right.
We have to know that, sister, we're being watched. I mean, we're being watched. I just want everybody to understand. Mm-hmm. We're being watched. We're all, including Aaron, we're all on the internet now. They know what we stand for. They know what we're teaching. They know we're not with anything that they're saying when it comes to being against the laws of Yah. So, of course, you ask a great question. Why would they show up at his doorstep? why would they show up at our doorstep? Because personally, we the servants of Yah. So they got their eyes glued, especially to those that fear Yah and keep his commandments. They watching, they trying to find anything possible, as they did Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, to stop this. So don't be surprised if later on, because I love y'all, I want y'all to be informed, but I want you to be safe. Don't be surprised if another decree comes. Don't be surprised
if a decree comes after that.
This is compared to what y'all going to do before this place is over. Don't be surprised. You're right. So that's why we have to use wisdom, knowledge and understanding that Yah has given us. And I can say this with confidence. As long as we fear Yah and keep his commandments, just like he said in Psalms 91, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Unless, and when Yah get ready to take us, that's when we're going to go. Beyond that, you can wear every glove. You can put on all the masks you want. The heathen can put on, they can take as many ventilators as they want, and they can use as many Yahweh imitators as they want. But nothing is going to save them from the hand of Yah. Nothing. So we know that. So we have to serve him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And I appreciate that question, because I just want everybody to know, Yah got this thing. He the one doing all this. It ain't no evil in the city except Yah do it. So we have to accept what he do, but we have to do it with wisdom. And I appreciate that, Elder Sharon. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Anyone else have a question or comment?
I have a
comment.
Oh, no, let them
shalom.
Go.
Shalom, my sister.
Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I wanted to ask, like the businesses are doing, are we going to rotate that day instead of just having a certain amount of people selected so everybody still can honor the Shabbat? Are we going to be like rotating every hour, every 2 hours, because it's not a time set on how long to keep the Shabbat, but give everybody the opportunity?
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that question. I appreciate that question, beloved sister. But there, some things has already been thought out. Let me tell you what I mean when I say that. In wisdom, because that's a very, that is very wise to do something like that. However, our enemies are watching us. The more people they see shifting in, shifting out, that only going to bring attention that, hey, let's see what's up over there. So with that, I thought about it because that's a great way to rotate. But then when I just kept meditating, I realized that might put people in jeopardy, that might cause an alarm. While three trying to come in, four trying to come in, five trying to come out, they can say, okay, so y'all trying to violate these rules. So, but I'm saying I appreciate that because I thought about it myself. But when I just went to the bottom of it, I said I don't want to put nobody in that kind of jeopardy because I'm telling you, we're being watched and listened to. You hear? What do you think, sister? What do you think after what I said? Okay. Anyone else?
Just want to say it's just important for us to love one another, encourage one another. There be any old
right,
between
sister.
Brothers and sisters, we need to be right. We not promise the next minute, the next hour. And
you
we just need to
move
together because we don't know what y'all's next move is going to be. And you say that all the time, but I don't think many of us take it very seriously. Y'all
well,
don't
sister,
move
let
on
me
time.
Make, Let me make a point on what you're saying, because I'm going to tell you something in wisdom. What you're saying is right. I tell you one thing this is doing. Every time we were privileged and blessed to be at the sanctuary to worship Yahweh, you could rest assured it was a blessing. Would everybody agree on that? Would everybody say amen? That you know now, when you see the blessing of when Yah have wakes us up in our right, you know, in our right mind, in our good health, that He blesses us with, and we're privileged, as I always say, we're privileged to come to that sanctuary. And it should make us appreciate worshiping Him and coming and being consistent at worshiping Him and doing exactly what it takes to be eligible to come to the sanctuary, because it's a blessing to even be there. And so it's various lessons we can learn out of this. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest, is the blessing of being able to come to the sanctuary of Elohim. And I love everyone on this phone, because I know you all have shown you love to come and worship the Most High. And I just praise Yah. So at these moments, that's how you know this is precious moments we're dealing with. But guess what? We're going to deal with them with wisdom. And we ain't going to let no enemy defeat the law of Yah, because he can't anyway. Yah has already won. I hear him saying, we're going to defeat this invisible enemy. This invisible enemy of Yahweh has already defeated you. It has already defeated every nation on this earth. Everybody all over the earth has been affected by this pestilence in the darkness, as it says in Psalms 91. But I'm here to tell you all, I want to encourage you, as long as you fear Yah and keep His commandments, eat according to His dietary laws, because that's the reason why He told us certain things we weren't to consume. That's why we had to be careful about where we go and eat. Anybody even cooking for us right now? Because the bottom line is, He gave us a dietary law that was perfect. If we ate no lobster, shrimp, crabs, oyster, scallops, if we ate properly and did what thus said Yahweh, our immune system would be strong where we wouldn't break down. So that's why we got to praise Yah for His righteousness in the laws He gave us, and how to conduct ourselves in every way, shape, and form. Praise God.
Praise God. I couldn't respond when you were asking me to respond to the suggestion.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just noticed when I went up to a couple of stores, they were tagging people in and letting people come all the way out and leave. And then other people could come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering, would that be an option? Because if they're out of the business, you're not violating the law allowing a certain amount in and a certain amount out, as long as you're keeping that law of who's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, as I said, I think that's wisdom. But the bottom line is, this ain't a business. See, they got... those are what they call essential places you can go to. Essentials. They listed it. Grocery stores, medication, or food, but whatever else. But this is not like that. This is, we are a congregation. They don't even consider this essential. We do, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the same, and I've already thought that out. It's not the same. So therefore, they're not going to treat us, because this is, in other words, I'm gonna tell you another blessing that's coming out of this, and I appreciate you, beloved sister, asking this question and bringing forth, you know, things that we should consider. Yahweh is punishing the churches like I don't know what. In other words, they ain't able to get nothing. They ain't able to make no money off of people. And this is Yah's judgment. We can see His total judgment on this. So that's why when they say religious quote unquote organizations is not considered essential places to go. And that's why I'm saying we want to use wisdom in how we're doing this. See, so because we're not considered essential. It's not like people going to Kmart, Walmart, or the grocery store. See, I appreciate what you said. Yes.
No problem.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, sister. That's what I'm saying. I've already pre-thought this out, and I don't want nobody getting in no trouble because we're not considered an essential place to go to, even though we know it's essential that we keep the law of Yah. We know that, but they don't respect.
Mm-hmm. Good question, sister. Great question.
Oh, thank you.
He was. Anyone else?
Shabbat starter at the same time for those that are going to be there. Will it start the same time or time change?
Ask that one more time now.
Will the Shabbat time change to start?
Oh, no, ma'am, not right now. No, not. We don't want to do nothing different. We want to keep it just like it is. To further notice, yes, ma'am. But that's a wise question. But no, we don't want to go out of what we have. And at this point, you know, as time goes on, we are going to change the time. But nevertheless, right now, we just want to, you know, keep it at where we got. Excellent question. I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
Shalom, shalom.
Well, I did. Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, I got a question. Is y'all cold?
Okay,
is this
going to
start tomorrow? Is this going to start tomorrow with the new moon?
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to start tomorrow. Every worship service, yes, sir. It's going to start tomorrow. It's not, in other words, it may not even be as many people. Maybe at the new moon, but at the Sabbath, that's different. I want everybody to hold the line because me and Maury Aaron been conversing on the line. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Thank you all for hanging in. And Maury Aaron, we were talking about just various things, little strategy and all that, what we're talking about right now. And he also said that more verification shows that their bee was found all over as well again, and that they already know that tomorrow is going to be, praise the mighty Yahweh, a new year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he wanted me to tell everybody that he loved everyone, and I told him the same for his congregation and everything. So we all as one, and that's a beautiful thing. That's what we're supposed to be.
Right.
Praise God. Any more questions before we, because we really didn't want to be on long.
Shalom.
Because
shalom, shalom,
all man. This, all the things that we're doing now is recorded. So we don't really want to be on long. So that Amram, we just let this be the last question or comment. Praise Yah. Shalom, my beloved brother.
Praise Yah. Someone, you know, one of the brothers, Daniel, he asked, would you be texting people to let them know when they can come? I don't know, maybe
everybody
service or that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to let everybody will be well informed, because we're going to rotate, because we want everybody to be privileged to come in and worship our Elohim in the sanctuary of Elohim. So yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you for asking.
Praise Yah.
I just want to tell everybody, I love y'all, me and Yanisha. I love to everybody. I want y'all to know, y'all got this thing. I just want to reinforce that. Y'all got this whole thing. We ain't got nothing to worry about as long as we keep his commandments. He said that these things won't come nigh unto you. And so that's why we have to stay strong, be righteous as we can be, and do what thus saith Yah. And that he'll have mercy on us in the time of the judgment. All right. I would like to give a prayer. I would like to have a prayer and to pray to Yah right now before we adjourn. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. We're going to have a prayer. Almighty Yahweh, great King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have back praise you and you alone, mighty Yahweh. That's the
hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty Yahweh, for having mercy upon all of the people that's on this phone, all of the beautiful brothers and sisters that weren't able to be on this phone, all of our people who are trying their best to honor you, worship you, obey your laws, and commandments with all their heart, soul, and might. Thank you for having mercy upon us. Thank you for passing over our houses and our dwellings, that Almighty Yahweh, you have us as healthy as we are. We fear you, Almighty Yahweh. We are afraid of you, Almighty Yahweh. We love you and we respect and reverence everything that you are doing right now. We humble our hearts to you and realize it's a privilege to be breathing air that you gave. It's a privilege to have food, shelter, and raiment. It's a privilege that we have, as you said in Ezekiel 11, you will be a little sanctuary unto us in all the places in which you scattered us. And we ask that you would hide us under your wings, that you would hide us in your pavilion, that you will protect and shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger, diseases, sicknesses, and death. But Almighty Yahweh, you will remember us in the wilderness, that we will be counted as the righteous, that we will walk in the land of Israel as the righteous, living forever. Everybody that's on this phone about people and everybody that's not on this phone, even our brothers and sisters, Almighty Yahweh, that we might not even agree, teachers that we might not agree, but they still got people. And mighty Yahweh, we pray for them. We pray for their safety. And we pray that we be in unison one day. But we mainly pray and mighty Yahweh, that you will bless us and keep us, that you will make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us as you have, that you will lift up your countenance upon us and continue to give us peace and love as you have, and that you will put your name upon the children of Israel and bless us always. Hallelujah!
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 Praise the mighty Yahweh!
Praise the mighty Yahweh!
Yahweh is righteous.
Yahweh is righteous.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Day and night.
Day and night.
Day and night.
I want everybody, amen, Yahweh, and I want everybody to
amen.
Know
Yahweh.
How much
amen.
I love you all. And that Yahweh continue to bless everybody on this phone, everybody that's not on the phone that wasn't able to be with us. And everybody stay strong, stay healthy by the blessing of Yah. Call me if you need or if you have anything that you would like to let me know. Just after we get off, just give me a call. Okay.
More.
Love y'all very much.
More.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I just wanted to say something real quick as an elder. For everybody who's on the phone, if there's anyone on the phone who has never read the scriptures from beginning to end, this is the time to do it. You got downtime, I guess, most of us. And,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I hope and pray you already have, but for anyone who hasn't read that book in completion, start at Genesis and read all the way to Malachi, I would highly recommend it because y'all have given you this time, you know, for a reason. So I just wanted to say that.
What are a better time to sit down and read that word, study that word, meditate day and night, and we just
praise
let Yah do his thing. We got it made. We got it made because we could be dead too. So that's why we
yes.
have to praise
yes.
Yah. And love your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Love your Elder Sharon for what you said. Hallelujah
praise
to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Love everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Be faithful.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.